In 1981, President Ronald Reagan appointed Valdis Adamkus to a regional Environmental Protection Agency office. From the get-go, one of Adamkus's jobs was to study dioxin pollution that got into the Great Lakes. His office compiled this report that said dioxin is a cancer risk and that a Dow chemical plant in Michigan was responsible for some dioxin pollution. Adamkus says his bosses in Washington called this report trash.
And we simply refused to retreat from our findings.
Did they ask you to retreat from your findings?
Yes, unfortunately, we almost got instructions, let's use the very mild word, to change our report. And that brought us congressional hearings, which probably the entire country was watching on major TV networks.
An official of the Environmental Protection Agency today said that the Dow Chemical Company was allowed to participate in the redrafting of a report on dioxin contamination that had been critical of Dow.
That was March 18, 1983, and ABC's Ted Koppel wasn't the only one covering the congressional hearings. All the TV outlets caught this line from Adamkus.
It's unethical, unusual, unprofessional to get the internal document approved by outside company.
So higher-ups in the EPA allowed Dow to edit the report critical of the company. But in some ways, Adamkus won. His boss got ousted, and Ronald Reagan gave Adamkus a civil service award for integrity. As for Dow Chemical's involvement, for a month, I asked for comment. A Dow spokeswoman said the company was interested in talking about the future, not the past. Adamkus eventually left the EPA, and he became president of Lithuania. But back in the U.S., there was a surprising follow-up to his fight over dioxin. Mary Gady was a young staff attorney back when Adamkus was on TV. 23 years later, President George W. Bush appointed her to Adamkus's old job. When Gady arrived, dioxin was still a problem in Michigan.
My staff in the region characterized this as probably the worst dioxin contamination in the country.
And she saw it as a national issue.
You'd like to expect that your government will function appropriately, that corporations will act responsibly, and that you can be assured of a safe and healthy environment for you and your family.
So Gady ordered Dow Chemical to clean up some hot spots.
They would do the work themselves, or the federal government would go forward and do it on their own and then go back and sue Dow for our costs.
Michigan politicians complained about Gady, and some state officials felt some of her actions were counterproductive. In May 2008, she was forced to resign. Gady told the Chicago Tribune it was for being tough on Dow. The EPA has not commented on that, and Dow denies any involvement. Recently, Mary Gady's former boss, Valdis Adamkus, returned to his old EPA office to say hello. He asked about the dioxin problem in Michigan, and he learned it's still around after all these years and after all the trouble he and Mary Gady got from it.
When I hear from them what enforcement actions are being still considered and that they are not making big progress in that respect, that's what really bothers me. And to me, this is, inexcusable.
Dow and the EPA are negotiating a final resolution on cleanup right now, but Valdis Adamkus knows that details need to be worked out. And he says all of this has been promised before.
God help them. I hope that this is really coming to the end.
For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Aldee.